This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon.
Mark, goodness, where was travelling without moving?
Here it comes. Well, forget Jamiroquai.
Now you're in the escape pod.
He's just so old. Welcome to the escape pod. We're live at Ackland Court in St Kilda. Joe, what are you doing today, travel-wise?
I've travelled from 3121.
Now, did you tram it?
No, I didn't.
Public transport is always our big thing.
I love public transport, but it's problematic from Richmond to St Kilda.
Yes, it is.
It's a long time.
You know, one of the things about Richmond is it's full of wonderful people.
Yes.
Kind people, generous people.
I know.
And people who volunteer a lot of time.
They do.
And one of the things we're doing on Escape Pod today is introducing a new escapee.
Yes, well, a musketeer.
Welcome, Russ. Russ.
Thank you, guys. It's great to be here. I am another 3121er, and I'm enjoying being here with you guys today. It's fantastic.
Russ, you've just completed the Taste of Radio course with Joy 94.9, correct?
Correct. I got roped in by friend David as a bit of a hobby, but I loved every minute of it. And as from today, I'm officially a musketeer with you guys, which I'm rapt about.
And not only is Russ a musketeer, but he brings a wealth of knowledge about the travel industry.
So let's talk travel gossip. What's going on news-wise this week, Joe?
There's a few free trade agreements that have been launched this week. I think probably the biggest one has been the China-Australia free trade agreement.
Which helps people with visas, right?
Well, it could.
Yep.
Definitely help people with visas. And speaking of visas, we've done a new agreement with Slovenia.
Correct.
Yes, we have. So it's been one of those tradey weeks.
That's a good thing for travel. Any time that people can travel and make sure they're doing businesses in another country is connectivity, and that's a great thing.
Well, it certainly is. Anything that helps you travel is good.
Yes, it is. We endorse it here on Escape Pod. So, Slovenia. Why Slovenia, do you know?
Sorry, how much Slovenian do I know?
No, why Slovenia? And where did this come from, the free trade? Not the free trade agreement, that's with China.
Oh, it's a reciprocal agreement.
Reciprocal agreement,
yes,
okay,
and it's all expanding. About letting young people go and try new spirits that they haven't tried before.
Okay, so they're not going to be on a boat anywhere
in
the Indian Ocean.
Not. They're going to be in Slovenia trying all of those slivoviches that you can't get here.
Fantastic. Well, it's a big week. Now, what are we doing here outside?
It is Ackland Court's 16th birthday.
Ackland Court in St Kilda. And you can come on down.
You can.
Heart of St Kilda, Ackland
yes.
Street.
And you can still be in the running to win the smart car.
The smart car?
If you join up.
Yes.
If you renew your membership or actually come up and sign up today, you've got a chance to win. And on my way from 31212 St Kilda.
3182.
I actually saw five.
Really? Smart cars.
Yes, five.
Oh, for real?
Just on Williams Road.
Huh.
So we're in the zone.
We very much so are. So come on down, because not only can you win that if you join, but there's a free raffle with the traders here at Ackland Court have done a fantastic job. There's Moet, there's some beautiful food, there's a whole bunch of different things. Vodafone prepaid phone.
Yes, and I notice there's a Tats Lotto agency here, so they probably put the winning quick pick in too.
Exactly. There's a haircut, there's soy candle, there's a voucher from the laundry room, jewellery voucher, eye care voucher, there's so much more. So come on down while we're live at Ackland Court. I think the thing about being in St Kilda is this is one of Melbourne's most famous long-term premier destinations when people come to visit.
I think we're standing in the gayest place in the nation, on the gayest radio station in
the nation.
Well,
historically, absolutely. This has been very much so the rainbow hub and has been for over 100 years.
Even if you were colourblind and you walked into Ackland Court today, you would see rainbows.
Figuratively and literally. Russ, what was your first experience coming to St Kilda as a tourist?
I grew up in the country, and my parents would bring us up here on weekends to go to St Kilda Beach and fabulous Luna Park. So get me on that roller coaster and give me some fairy floss, and I was anybody's, really. It was an amazing experience.
Has life changed for you, Russ?
Not really, no.
Now it's just a slippery nipple of the vineyard and off we go.
I still like my fairy floss, yeah.
Right. So How many years did you do that? Was it an annual thing? Was it?
It was every birthday. We grew up in the country, so Horsham in the Mallee originally, and then down at Port Arlington. Yeah. So anytime anyone had a birthday, our treat was up to St Kilda, and we'd be swimming in St Kilda Beach and having all those gorgeous cakes on Ackland Street, and then head down to Luna Park for a bit of fun in those, you know, fat and skinny mirrors and all those fun things that they used to have down there.
You need those after having some cakes on Ackland Street, don't you? Yes. And is that what made you start to travel?
No. I believe it or not, I used to watch the TV show Fame when I was a kid, and I absolutely adored the black dancer Leroy. So I
he used to wear those shorts, didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. Those tight shorts. And yes. So from there, I decided that I wanted to go and study at the New York College of the Arts. I thought was going to be my go. So I applied to be an exchange student to the United States, and believe it or not, didn't make New York, but I ended up with
Kansas?
Some leotards. No leotards allowed.
Iowa?
No, I wish. Portland? It was unfortunately, it was Sparta, Michigan. It was a small farming town community of 1,000 people, and I lived in Sparta, Michigan. So far, far, far away from Kansas and
New
York City.
Did you kick anybody in a hole?
No, and they wouldn't let me dance my way there either.
Oh. So, you
know, they weren't very punk rock as it was in the early 80s.
I'm thinking line dancing could have been what was popular.
Now, were you there?
No, I'm psychic.
So what kind of dancing were they doing in Sparta? Where was this?
It's Sparta in Michigan. You know,
Michigan. Oh, no, Michigan's actually quite far north.
It
so
is.
It's probably full of Germans.
Very, very cold. long, long, long winters there. So, I spent a year with a lovely family there who I'm still in contact with, and we see
Fantastic.
Each other every year, and subsequently came back to Australia and did my apprenticeship in travel with my parents who own 3 travel agencies in Geelong. So that was my introduction to the travel game. So
you are the walking, talking, multi-generational travel Wikipedia.
I love a bit of travel. I really do. It's in the blood. And after my parents sold their agency, I decided it was time for me to open up the door and have my own agency in the city, and did a bit of advertising in the gay press. And hey presto, there was Russ's travel agency, and away we went. It was good.
How much has travel changed for gay and lesbian people over that time? What do you see as the big changes?
Yeah, look, it's been very interesting, I think. For me personally, Australia, whilst we're a very big country, to have a specific gay and lesbian travel agency in our country, you need to specialise. And there is one in Sydney that does that very well. It's hard to crack the market here with regards to internet. And so for me personally, a lot of people do get online and book their flights and their hotels online and feel very safe and experienced to do so. As an old travel agent from old school, I advise everybody out there to go and find a special travel agent friend, because there's nothing worse than being overseas and you're wanting to change flights and change hotels, or something goes wrong and you've got to do it all yourself. Much better to get somebody at home to do it for you, and you just go and enjoy the rest of your holiday.
I can see how our third musketeer is going to supply a wonderful balance
good
to
insight.
Our diverse views on travel in the Escape Pod. Yeah. I like it.
I'm loving you two already. I think we're going to have a great time together.
Well, it is a bit of a love fest here on the 16th birthday of Ackland Court. If you're familiar with St Kilda, Ackland Street will have to be one of your favourites, clearly. And the metal sculptures inside Ackland Court attract tourists on a regular basis. There's a whole bunch of very eclectic people on a... is it the Mad Mouse? Is that what they call it in Luna Park?
They do.
The Mad Mouse. There you go. So we have an art form here in a shopping centre. These shopping centres give back.
Says he who spends Monday to Friday in them.
Yeah, recoiling in horror at the idea of continuing that during the week, but weekend. But so, Joe, what was your first experience of St Kilda?
Actually, I think it may have been the Coles supermarket that's here when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it was one of the ones that was open later. It had later trading hours.
Correct.
And, of course, you know, when I was little in the 1990s, in the 70s, in the 70s we didn't have extended trading. So I think that could have been my very first recollection. And then from there on, I ended up going to school around the corner at Elwood High, mm-hmm. as it was called in those days. Very, very diverse.
What's it called these days?
I think it might
Community
be
college.
Secondary college.
It's Elwood College.
Elwood College. Yeah. So in my era, it was just a high school.
Yep.
And you know, Elwood College these days is actually the college where St Kilda's sister city, Japan, Ubu. They
indeed
do cultural exchanges between both of those cities.
And Ubu. I was one
is
of the first.
Is that dog at the end of...
Were you?
I was, indeed.
We're learning a lot about
Ubu.
Each other.
Obu,
yes.
Not Ubu. Sit Ubu.
Obuchi.
Sit. Good dog. No.
Obuchi is
right.
Is our sister or prefecture in Japan.
So what happens there? Is it similar to St Kilda in its...
No, they have beautiful blossom trees in the street and
do
temples.
Yes, Cherry Blossom Festival.
We have other things in the street in St Kilda, which has been my home since the late 90s, apart from when I've been abroad.
So you really do love St Kilda.
Yeah, I've been here a long time and I enjoy it. It's been quite a ride. It's changed massively.
What's the big change?
Well, the St Kilda area probably 15 years ago was what Collingwood is today, full of all the bright young things.
I haven't seen a single bogan since I've stood here.
Bearded bogans. They're in Collingwood now.
And wasted waifs.
The hipsters are here, aren't they?
They're
not in
bogans.
St Kilda. They're in Abbotsford and Fitzroy and Collingwood. But St Kilda has ebbed and flowed throughout its very long history. It's always been a place where people have let their hair down. It's always been a place where people have come to relax and be beside the sea from way when Melbourne began. It used to be a day trip to get here, which is hilarious.
Well, it was for Russ. Russ is having to come up here.
From 3121 to 3182. But St Kilda's changed significantly over those years, and the trends have moved north of the river, which is cool and fine, but St Kilda has its edgy, gritty, diverse edge to it, and it's a place that I've just lived in so long that I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Well, if you are within striking distance of Ackland Court, today is the day to pop down. You are listening to Joy 94.9, out loud and proud at the Ackland Court Shopping Centre in St Kilda, celebrating Ackland Court's 16th birthday party.
Here are some benefits you could gain by becoming a Joy 94.9 sponsor. Increase awareness of your product. Increase your customer base. Increase your profits so you can afford that new item you've had your eye on. You know the one I mean. Gregory sponsors Joy, and now his business is just peachy. Isn't that so, Gregory?
Yes, well, I've...
Ha-ha! Wonderful! Dial today, 1-300-JOY-949, or send your mail electronically. sales@joy.org.au. That's A-U as in A-U. Sponsor Joy!
It's 16 minutes past two, and you could be so lucky that, of course, was Ms. Kylie Minogue from Camberwell.
Topical.
Previously off Burnley for a short period of time when she was, you know, having that little affair with Jason that she wasn't really having.
And her mum put up lace curtains.
She did. That house is up for lease. But I'm not Gibbons. Telling you... Don't you tell me where I live. Okay, you could be so lucky. If you are walking into Ackland Court... If you happen to see someone with a black T-shirt with a big yellow square on it that says, Remember Joy 94.9, ask for a raffle ticket. They're free.
And you win great stuff in the raffle ticket.
Every single shop in the centre has put something in for the raffle.
Celebrations has put in Moët champagne. Vodafone have put in a phone.
I can't believe that the Moët's still there. After Pete's cravings, I thought he would have just... purloined it and taken it out.
There's iCare voucher from St Kilda iCare, jewellery voucher from Nook, voucher from the laundry room, gourmet food hamper from Antipasto Delicatessen, double haircut and product package from Hair Obsession Salon.
And we've got someone here candle. Who doesn't fit into the raffle basket.
Fairy Moth, the face painter, is here.
No, it's Russ, our new musketeer.
Hello.
Everybody, if you're listening to the Escape Pod, we've got Russ Masterton with us, who is our third Escape Pod member to be on air and join the team. Now, Russ, you've done some homework.
I have St Kilda.
St Kilda, yes.
I bet you guys can't possibly guess what the top five things are to do in St Kilda.
I know the top one because you just told us.
All right. Well, we'll do a bit of a drum roll.
The other
four, want a drum roll?
Bagel shopping?
Okay, let's start at number five, shall we?
Yep.
Number five is, in fact, Ackland Street.
Where we are now.
Beautiful Ackland Street.
That means we are on the top five of... We should be on TripAdvisor today.
I think they'd pay us to be on there today. How fabulous.
Wouldn't that be good?
Number four is the Palais Theatre.
Fair enough.
I can remember going to the Palais Theatre and seeing the premiere of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It was
amazing.
Really? Yes, yes, yes.
That awesome. Was a good location
good
for
location
it.
Good location for it.
Number three is St Kilda Beach and Foreshore.
Is that only number three?
That is the number three.
Interesting.
You
What's
don't,
cooking
you don't,
up?
You kind of don't get service on the beach, though, there, do you? Or do you?
No, you take your own.
Take your own.
You
can
go to celebrations. You're not supposed to take your own, but people do.
No, I was kind of meaning like from the local resort that comes and, you know...
No. There's no Balinese resort.
No. But yep. It's still very popular. And it has a beautiful aspect on those hot summer nights.
Yes.
It does. What's number two?
Number two is St Kilda Botanical Gardens. Absolutely gorgeous. I had a friend of mine...
Scatter my ashes there.
I know exactly what you mean.
Do you have a time?
No.
Okay.
After I'm dead.
I had a friend who got married there. She got married by a monk in the St Kilda Botanical Gardens. Absolutely beautiful.
Was he a Franciscan monk?
He was. He was. Yes, yes.
Yeah, often they are.
Often they are, frequently.
And our number one for St Kilda is the Jewish Museum of Australia.
Oy, Gewalt. What goes on there?
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Who would have known?
All this on the shambles. So what happens at the St Kilda Museum?
I have not been myself.
I have.
Let's just throw back to Mark then, shall we?
Mark.
It's on Alma Road. It's fantastic. It's a really interesting collection of historical information about the Jewish people in Australia and a lot of fantastic Judaica. So it's a great place to go. It's a very good conference centre as well. Well, presentation centre. So, yeah, get down there if you haven't been.
Absolutely.
And there's a Jewish walk because this was one of Melbourne's... biggest homes of a very large Jewish community for a long time.
Still is.
There's a lot of people have moved to Caulfield, Elsternwick,
Balaclava.
From St Kilda, Balaclava. But yeah, this has always been the historical home of Melbourne's Jewry for going back 148 years.
So there's our top five. How exciting.
Have you got further on that list?
No, I finished with the top five. I thought we'd be too busy looking at Ackland Court to say any more.
Well, there is a lot to do here at Ackland Court. There's lots of great traders here. There's balloons. You can come and get a helium balloon and then release it so it goes right up to the roof and never comes down again.
And you can get your face painted.
You can get your face painted. That's Fairy Moth, the face painter, who is sitting there. And we also have Crumpet the Clown with balloon animals.
Love it.
She's over there too. You can see with all the extended balloons.
So, Russ... Our audience don't know you that well yet. I mean, you've established your credentials. We get this, multi-generations in the travel industry. But where do you like to travel?
Okay, for me, so my top two would be Alaska and Iran. And they're the two countries that have absolutely blown me away. And I particularly love Alaska. Alaska's full of all of these brilliant blue-green colours. And one of the most...
Did you see Russia when you were there?
You do. You do see Russia just across the bay. That's amazing.
Sarah.
But it is a beautiful part of the world. I had the lucky fortunate to go up to Barrow, which is right at the top of Alaska. And when I got there, it was the middle of winter. The winter solstice was in. And
so,
we were flying in and the moon was under the plane. And we got out of the plane and our clothes all froze. It was so freezing in there. And it's a very unusual town. We went and had dinner with some native Alaskans where we had to eat raw whale. And we also...
Just toss up chicken.
It's not very nice. You need a lot of soy sauce, unfortunately. It's not my favourite cuisine. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it again. Husky dog sledding, which was absolutely awesome if you're a dog lover.
Thank goodness. I thought you were about to say husky dog was, you know, the main course.
No, I would never do that. Not to a dog. No. And
there was a lot of news out of Asia this week about that.
Was there? Yeah.
There's a festival going on. It's very sad.
So Alaska is absolutely stunning, absolutely. And then on the other hand, which is quite opposite, is Iran, where the the Shah there, and as soon as you arrive at Tehran Airport, all the women on the plane have to put on their habibs and absolutely
hijab,
beautiful country. They are just absolutely fascinating people and love tourists. They
so
do.
Where'd you go in Iran?
We went Tehran? To Tehran, Shiraz, Persepolis. Down to Yads and absolutely had a beautiful time. The food is excellent.
Hospitality in Iran.
They are lovely, lovely people.
And Yads is a place you've been to, Mark, as well, isn't it?
Well, not so much into Iran proper itself. It's very hard when I was there to get the visas and then be able to travel happily to the United States. I already had a lot of Arab country... stamps, and I had to travel to the States a lot on business, so to add the Iranian stamp was going to be a challenge, so I had to avoid it. But there are islands just north of where the United Arab Emirates are that form a part of Iran which are accessible, like Kish and so on.
It is a beautiful part of the world. Absolutely, so can recommend it.
What would you do for a weekender?
Iran?
No, in general.
Oh, look, I'm not a very good person to talk to about this because I'm the type of person that on a Friday night will scream out to Melbourne Airport, jump on a plane and go to Bali for the weekend. That's my ultimate, yes. So, you know.
So where in Bali, what would you do?
Seminyak, get a nice little villa with your own private swimming pool.
Yep.
Lots of nice restaurants along there. Very little bit of self-indulgence. indulgence. We all work too hard. We need to chill and relax.
Later.
Russ has just managed to make all of the Escape Pod listeners green with envy.
Yeah. With a cold day like today, the thought of being in a Balinese villa with a private pool is very welcoming and warm.
Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with the Melbourne winter.
No, but it's cold and something else.
It's an excuse to wear all of those accessories that you can't wear in Bali.
I should challenge both of you to go down to St Kilda Beach for a swim right now.
No. That will not happen.
Well, Jo would look great in a bikini.
No.
She would look great in a bikini,
but not with these shoes.
So what are your travel goals that you've never been able to accomplish yet? What are the things that you're just burning to do?
I would love to get to Africa.
Oh, you've not been?
No, not been to Africa.
So what would you go to first? What would your hit list be?
I think I would absolutely love to go to the Okavango Delta in Botswana and see a mixture of land and water and wildlife. I think it would be my absolute ultimate.
Well, that sounds like it could be some research for a show.
Yep.
I like the idea of that. Deepest, darkest Africa.
Let us know.
Out of Africa.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, Out Loud and Proud at the Acklands Court Shopping Centre in St Kilda, celebrating Acklen Court's 16th birthday party.
Joy 94.9 has a huge range of programs available for podcast. In fact, Joy is one of the largest podcasting communities on community radio. If you haven't checked out our podcasting service, you're missing out. Visit joy.org.au, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find a list of Joy programs regularly sharing the best interviews, news, and reviews. There's tens of thousands of hours for you to enjoy, so check it out now. joy.org.au.
It's 29 minutes past two. You're in the Escape Pod with Mark Adams, Russ Masterton, and Jo Pryor. Guys, it's a short session today.
It certainly is. But thank you, Russ, for joining us on Escape Pod. He's a new escapee in the team.
He is.
And he's just completed Taste of Red. If you want to find out more about joining Joy, one of the programs, bringing your own program in, Escape
Taste
podcasting, like the wonderful Janine Reyes has joined us to do as a volunteer. Yeah. There are so many things you can do. Go to the website joy.org.au and you can find out all the information you need. Welcome, Russ, to the team.
Thank you, guys.
Quickly, before we go, what are we doing this weekend, Russ?
Okay, I have a partner from Argentina and we are off to a dinner party tonight with a lot of Latinos. So there's going to be lots of dancing and lots of tequila and woo, it'll be fun.
That sounds good. That's a way to keep warm in a cold winter's night.
Absolutely.
Mark?
I'm walking to Port Melbourne now and then home.
Are just being such a goody-goody two-shoes.
I'm going to walk along the beach, and it's a beautiful, cool, fresh afternoon. I hope everybody enjoys the sun while it's here.
Sounds good to me.
What are you doing?
I'm off to see Strange Bedfellows tonight as part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival at Chapel Off Chapel.
Awesome.
Fantastic. So another great place to go for terrific gayness.
So we have some fantastic new guests coming up. Stick with us all day on Joy 94.9. We've got the
We've got Steph and John.
Steph and John
and
coming in.
They are interviewing Judy Gunson from Stiletto Sisters.
Oh, she's amazing.
Indeed she is. It is 10.7 degrees outside. That is quite chilly.
The Escape Pod on Joy and via podcast at joy.org.au/escapepod.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.